OC Talk Radio. Streaming, not screaming.
Hey, everybody. We're back again at Octane's Medical Innovation Forum. And this time we're sitting with Patty Bollenbach from RX Place. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I'm told you were one of the people who presented here yesterday at their, what do they call it, like a startup pitch or something?
Showcase, yep, yep.
Startup showcase here. So before you tell us what that was like, tell us what you do.
We are building a marketplace for pharmacists, really making a big difference in independent pharmacies' lives. So super excited that everyone's really excited about the pharmacists.
And what does that marketplace look like? Is this just the place they buy more supplies or where they talk to each other and commiserate and collaborate and come up with new ideas?
You're hitting our future right now, right here. For right now, we're really helping them procure drugs more effectively. Okay. So they come to our platform. We have about 18,000 products on the marketplace today that ranges from generics, brands, and over-the-counter products, and they buy it at the lowest price. And we're really, really focused on independents right now because they need a lot of help.
As opposed to the chains, the right. CVSs and Walgreens and all
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right? They've got a lot of people doing procurement for those guys and gals. And we are focused on independence because it's mostly the pharmacists that are doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's really taking away the time from their patients.
Yeah,
and
right.
Their number one and number two priorities have always been the patient.
It's interesting you say that because we did a show a while ago with that. We do a show called Health Talks, and we talk about health trends and what it's a doctor here in Orange County who's on the board of Alzheimer's, and he's always fascinated about let's reimagine how medicine and pharmacies and drug delivery, let's reimagine this whole thing, how it works. And one of the things he had somebody come on and talk about, independent pharmacies. I didn't know there were any independent pharmacies left. I thought they're all just big chains. And he said many of these pharmacies are trying to pivot to where they're not just there to go pick up the pills, but they're there to be your consultant, to be your advisor, to even CVS's stuff. Let's administer more tests. That's where I got my flu shot the other day here. And that's not where I just go pick up my prescription. And along the way, they take me through the aisles full of makeup or toys or comic books or whatever else they're trying to entice me to. You got to go pick up the drug at the back of the store here and
right.
Walk in and out of this stuff. And I think they're reimagining what is, it's more of a healthcare service center.
I like to call them local healthcare heroes, and they really are. I've had the privilege of working in independent pharmacies, and actually, I'm married to a pharmacist. So,
you see this really up
yes,
close,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and we own an independent pharmacy, and it's amazing. These patients come in, and the pharmacist is their friend. They share confidential, personal information with them. So you really build a relationship, not just with, you know, a clinical care
facility. I'm part of Kaiser or something.
And I'll tell you a story. One time a patient came in, you know, she was saying, oh, you know, I had some wine a couple of days ago and my face got flushed. And the pharmacist said, hey, you know, you may be allergic to sulfa or something. You may want to get this checked out.
Yeah. Sulfites in the wine or something.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So, you know, life goes on. It gets busy. 6 months later, they come in with a prescription. And one of the interactions was this. And the pharmacist came over. Oh, so I guess you're not allergic. You got that tested. Oh, no. I never did, you know, for kids and all this.
I got better. I forgot about it.
Exactly.
Right.
I forgot about it. And that was, you know, the pharmacist said, hey, you know, before you do that, you may want to talk to your doctor. Oh, let's get the doctor on call. So it's instances like that that make a true difference.
But
in
you
got
to know
care.
Your patients.
Exactly.
Then. To me, and I'm sorry to say this, to me, it's more, many of these big chains are much more an assembly line. Next, we got your pills here. Next, calling Paul Roberts. Next, I don't really have any interaction with them. I can ask them a question if I want. They're there, but I rarely do, and they're not too interested because there's 20 other people behind me.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, they've got a really tough job too. You know, 700-800 patients that they have to go through. But I think pharmacists in general, they're uniquely positioned to make a tremendous impact
to
their patients.
They go through medical school.
Pharmacy school, yeah.
Yeah, they have real training about this stuff here.
They're
not just pulling pills off the shelf and measuring them here.
No, they don't.
I think it's an untapped resource. I don't know 100%. That we use them enough. And I suspect that in an independent pharmacy, perhaps like the one you own, where is your pharmacy
in at? Villa Park. Yeah, Villa Park Pharmacy.
Okay. And so I suspect then it's more of a community feel. Hey, Joe. Hey,
it
Sue.
Is. It
you know
is.
The people that come in the door there.
That is such a great community. We've been privileged of being there for, it's been about since 2003. And
that's one of those older, for those who don't know, Villa Park's an older kind of community here. Been around for a long time in the north part of the county.
Yeah.
The older part of the county and stuff here.
Yep. And folks come back, they have kids and then they come,
they live there.
Then they come back, they stay with their parents. But it's been a privilege to be in that community.
So you've seen a need to do what? To build it? Is this an app? Is this a site? And it's a way they can access and get better pricing for things and be more competitive, I guess, against the big chains. Is that what you're saying?
It's a website that pharmacists can access from their desktops or mobile phones. And we built it on Amazon, and we're very excited that we've teamed up with Amazon Web Services as part of their Impact Accelerator.
Wow. Okay. So you throw that out so casual. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
It's a fantastic program. They really are rolling out the red carpet for us. Incredible resources, incredible mentorship. And that's really validating what we're building and teaming up with such a behemoth, such a driving force in
healthcare. So does that open ears or open eyes or open doors for
you? I'm hoping so. We just got started. So
So you just made a presentation here. Octane's done this medical innovation forum for a long time. What was that like? And what takeaways will you take away from here back to Villa Park?
Too many to mention. I don't think we've got about an hour and a half for me to add those. But it was an incredible experience. The pitch... We had maybe 80 folks in the room, and they were incredibly engaging. I started out, after lunch.
They weren't snoring or
actually, only two of them were on their phones. So
I was
paying attention. This is my first time presenting in front of a group of actual humans and not just a screen. So they were very excited to hear more. And I was approached after by quite a few folks interested in what we're working on.
So for those who haven't been to this event, what's your takeaway? Why should people come to see this? If you're in this space or you're trying to launch in this space, why is this a launch pad, as they call the program?
Oh, yeah. If you're in this space, you need to come here, period. There's, there's no other way. And why? Because you've got such a combination of unique skills within healthcare in one space, and everyone is approachable.
I think that's the key, because otherwise, how do you even get to meet any of these people, talk to them?
Exactly.
For a moment, they're willing to talk to you and listen to you here, and maybe even invest in you or collaborate with you or mentor you.
I've had amazing connections, and LinkedIn is great. You can connect with people, but it's impersonal.
Right.
Here, you can talk with people, engage with people. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about our kids. And then we figured out that there's some interesting parallel paths that we can.
Well, as we said, I think investors are looking for more than great ideas. They're looking for people they can work with.
Yeah.
And that have a passion for something and will stick to it. And it sounds like you're one of them here. So.
Well, Thank you,
Patty Bollenbach, for joining us here today. How do they find out more about RX Place if they want to know more?
We're at www.myrxplace.com.
Okay.
Or you can email us at info@myrxplace.com.
All right.
I look forward to hearing from you.
I hope everybody does, and I hope we'll come back and hear more about the success as you grow this idea of a community for independent pharmacists. Who knew there was a need for such a thing?
That's right. Thank you, Paul.
All
Super
right.
excited to
Thanks.
Be here.